Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
This is the Market Comment Podcast at XM.com for Tuesday, April 23rd by Haralan Bospisuros. I'm Christina Marujos. The U.S. dollar retreated somewhat against most its major peers on Monday, losing the most ground against the risk-linked currencies Kiwi, Aussie, and Loonie, perhaps as the cooling Middle East tensions allowed investors to increase their risk exposure. Having said that, though, the fundamental drivers behind the dollar's latest advance have not changed, which means that its latest pullback may be the result of some profit-taking before the next leg north. Following the reacceleration in U.S. consumer prices for March and comments by several Fed officials that there is no urgency to ease monetary policy soon, investors are currently pricing in only 40 basis points worth of cuts for this year, far fewer than the Fed's own projection of 75. This week, dollar traders will have to evaluate the first estimate of GDP for quarter one and the core PCE index for March on Thursday and Friday, respectively, but they may start adjusting their positions as early as today when the preliminary S&P Global PMIs are released. Another round of strong economic data could further weigh on Fed rate cut expectations and perhaps make investors question whether any reductions will be needed at all this year. This could drive Treasury yields higher and thereby add more fuel to the dollar's engines. Even with the dollar pausing its latest rally, dollar-yen hit a fresh 34-year high at around 154.85. Traders may have become less concerned about intervention by Japanese authorities as the main driver behind the rally in dollar-yen has been the Fed's higher-for-longer stance. Japanese officials have repeatedly highlighted that they will not hesitate to act if the moves are speculative and do not reflect fundamentals, and that they do not target a specific level, rather they are monitoring the pace of the yen's decline. Lately they have been quiet, which means that they may have acknowledged that the latest rally in dollar-yen is driven by fundamentals, and this is evident by the latest rally in Treasury yields. Perhaps they will start ringing the alarm bells again if the US yields correct notably lower and dollar-yen does not pull back. For now, yen traders will shift their attention to Friday's Bank of Japan decision for clues and hints as to whether the yen slide constitutes a risk to inflation and whether officials are thinking of delivering their next rate hike earlier than previously thought. Currently, the market is expecting the next 10 basis points increase in July. The euro gained today after Germany's composite PMI returned above 50 for the first time since June 2023. Although the manufacturing index remained well below that boom or bust zone, the notable increase in the services print was enough to spark some optimism. A similar picture was painted by the Eurozone print a bit later, but according to money markets, investors remain convinced that the European Central Bank will most likely begin cutting interest rates in June. On Wall Street, all three of its main indices rebounded, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq gaining more than 1% due to easing geopolitical concerns after Iran's foreign minister downplayed Israel's retaliatory drone strike, a move suggesting that they want to avoid further escalation. In the absence of new attacks this week, equity investors will stay busy adjusting their portfolios based on the earnings results by key tech giants. The ball gets rolling today with Tesla reporting after the closing bell. The risk-on trading environment weighed on gold, confirming that despite the rally in the US dollar and treasury yields, one of the forces pushing it north may have been safe haven flows due to the Middle East tensions. That said, calling for a trend reversal appears to be premature as there is no endgame to the Middle East conflict yet, while China's demand remains unstoppable as the central bank, consumers, and investors continue adding to their holdings. This was the Market Comment Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.